Barrelham Sports.
Hello again, and welcome to Barrelham Sports Podcast with your host, Tony Rice. Now, it is my honour and a privilege to be doing what I do here on Barrelham Sports Podcasting, where I get to engage with all manner of interesting characters utilising the power of sport to unite and to empower both individuals and communities. Now, this is a guy who truly lives and breathes those very key points. It's an honour to welcome back to Verulam Sports Podcasting, Sanjeev Mehta from Krav Maga Defence Tactics. Sanjeev, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for having me back again. It's a pleasure.
Hey, it's always a mega joy in my life to speak with your good self, Sanjeev, because I love what you do. I love the fact that you've taken, I guess, what was a very efficient means of martial arts practice originating from Israel, and you kind of provide an opportunity for those of us here in Hertfordshire and indeed beyond to experience this. What a cool thing, Sanjeev. Fantastic.
Thank you. That's nice. It's really good, and I love helping people. You know, that's my vision, you know.
Absolutely, and indeed empowering people. Because, look, one of the things that's been a joy for me, is a real passion of mine, is how important sport is, across all forms, to community. And then into the bigger national picture, we're all excited with the Olympics going on, aren't we? But within that, I'm impressed by the importance, not just the physicality that we get from sport, but how sport instills values like discipline and awareness of teamwork and things like confidence. Give me an idea of how those elements tie in to the awesome work you do there at Krav Maga Defence Tactics.
Yep. So we have like a range of people that train with us throughout, so like you said, Hertfordshire, Milton Keynes. And they range from families trained together to siblings trained together to individuals. And everyone helps everyone. So it doesn't matter whether you're a beginner or whether you're a black belt, you'll train together and you'll try and help each other to try and advance in your skill set to try and keep yourself safe. And that's the ultimate goal. And also there's no ego in our club, zero tolerance of ego, because that's not what it's about. We're not there to, you know, hurt each other. We're there to promote each other and build each other's confidence and their skills, you know.
And what's awesome about what you do, I remember talking to you a while back when you were arranging courses to do with, how to deal with that possible option in Planet Earth 2021 to do with terrorism on a plane, for instance. And I know everything that you do there is with that kind of practical, real-life application. Just give me a steer as to why that kind of replicatable scenario-type practice is so crucial to what you guys do at CMDT.
Yep. So basically at KMDT, what we do is try to replicate scenario-based training. So, you know, for example, if someone was out on the street, someone walked up to you, grabbed you two-handed and, you know, hands on you, we can show you techniques which will help you deal with that. But unless you've actually had someone put their hands on you, you're not really going to experience what it's like, where their body is, where their hands are, what would happen to you, what would happen to your heart rate. So we try to replicate all these things. And when you put it together, you're almost going through the same motions you would do for real, but in a controlled environment. One of the things that we try to really reiterate and try to reinforce is getting your heart rate up very high at that point of training. Because if something up for real, your adrenaline will kick in, your heart rate will fall. Most people will freeze or flight because they're not used to this feeling that they get inside. Yep. What we try to do is get that in class. Get your body used to this heart rate. So your body says, I know what it's like. I've done this millions of times before. So you don't freeze or flight. You can actually defend yourself and then get away.
That is absolutely fascinating because, again, you know, there was that natural effect, isn't there, when that adrenaline pounds into you. And you, if you've never encountered that before, then it's just it's a crazy thing. You don't know where you stand. With that gift there, I'm also intrigued in terms of a real life context here of how important is, I guess, the mere way we conduct our body language to actually so we don't appear like a victim. And to what extent do the techniques of Krav Maga equip an individual to have that different manner of communicating with the world just via their body?
Yeah, so nonverbal communication is key. It's vital. If you think about before looking at the student, look at the attacker, right? Yep. So if you put yourself in the mindset of an attacker, what are they looking for? They look for someone who may not be well built. You look for someone who's looks like they're walking a bit frail. Maybe they're not paying attention, looking around when they're walking. Maybe they're distracted with their phones. Maybe they have hunched shoulders forward rather than square shoulders.
Yes.
Little things like this. You know, how fast are you walking? Are you walking slow? Are you walking fast? You know, the energy you give off, all these things, there's about hundreds and hundreds of symbols and signs that you give off yourself every day when you step outside the door. Mm-hmm. The attackers will naturally pick up on all these and they will say, right, this is an easy target. Let's pick him or her. That's not an easy target. No, that's going to be trouble for me. I'll leave that one alone. So just by these nonverbal skills and the way we train in classes is to project ourselves and give off these positive nonverbal communications where you are less of a target.
And that ultimately, I guess, can be distilled into the idea of confidence, really. And one thing that I think is so, so important that I know you guys instill is that some people maybe come to you for the very first time, very nervous, maybe never had that natural confidence, maybe lacking self-esteem. And just through participating in that kind of family culture that you instill, building confidence, just give me an idea of how rewarding that is.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I cannot tell you how many numbers of times people have said to me, oh, they'd like to come along, but I'm worried about, you know, being in a big class, or about being with people who know so much more than me and I know nothing. And, you know, they've had knockbacks in their lives all the time, one after another after another, and they're really down in the dumps. So when they come in, once they get over that first hurdle of coming in, and like I said right at the start, we're very welcoming, we're ego-free. Everyone will meet and greet everyone as if like we're one big family, and that's key to our core principles. And when you see them grow, we build them up slowly, and you see them grow, and then they'll end up a completely different person within a few months. You think, wow, is this the same person that I saw a few months back where they wouldn't even talk to anyone? You know, walked in with a very sort of shallow appearance and chin down, shrugged shoulders, walking very quietly, slowly, hardly said a word. Now they're talking, they're mixing, they're helping new people. It's amazing, the turnaround. Absolutely amazing.
And once again, coming back to the fact that we live in a very, very tough world, we always have done. But the beauty of the techniques that you're instilling is that, again, it's applicable should one ever need it in that real life context. But again, to work against that, you're almost preempting that by not needing it, by instilling that confidence, which is a double powerful edged sword. I love this and love you as a human being, Sanjeev. Top, top man. Now, again, it's awesome that you've captured this lovely catchment area within Hertfordshire, growing, as you know, to Milton Keynes, but recently taking your practices to schools. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so as you might be aware, they've had mental awareness weeks, they've had, you know, sort of exercise weeks. You know, it's health and well-being weeks. So this is where we're getting a huge response from schools. I mean, we've got into schools like QE Girls and Dame Alice Girls School, Henrietta Barnett School down in London. And we're just hitting all these big schools because they see the value of what we do. And they go on our website and they see that we do schools. And when they look at the reviews of teachers and left, it's amazing. And they think, you know, we need to do this. Let's try and bring them in. Let's do this. And we just get word of mouth now. We just snowball from there. But the schools is very interesting. What we try to do is twofold. One, we try to make sure that we get the students to know how to stand up to bullying. This is a big, big thing at the moment. We're finding a lot of people are trying to learn Krav Maga because they're worried about being bullied or they have been bullied. So that's one thing. And the second thing is getting girls in, or boys or anyone, who, whatever age, as long as it's from sort of nursery up to even sort of sixth form, getting them to actually feel that they are empowered. They've got something that I can make them feel like they can do something. They can actually... they're better than what they think they are, you know, because they will be. They will learn things that life skills, but in another form through us, that they can take away and use throughout the whole of their life. And that's very empowering.
Is that, again, that power of the mind and the discipline that I think is really, really coming to the fore here. Sanjeev, remind me and everybody listening, because I'm sure many people are excited to engage here. What's the best website for us to discover more about all that you offer?
Yep, sure. So if you just type in KMDT, so that's Kilo Mike Delta Tango on Google, or you can do www.kmdt.co.uk. So that's www.kmdt.co.uk. And if you're in a school or you're a teacher there or a parent, go to your school or go to the headmaster, go to your PE teacher, tell your child to go there, say, listen, let's have a look at this. Let's get these guys in. And we're open to go wherever. We go up and down the country to school. So there's no distance that's not that we cannot go to. So, yeah, just get us in there.
Sanjeev, you are leading the way. I'm ambassador for your fantastic practice, which I think, as well as being, again, initially from the martial art world, is, I just think, a life-enriching, enhancing skill. So massive kudos for you and team. Just briefly, so many great foundations already laid. What's upcoming? What's the next step? What are you looking forward to coming up real soon?
So we are engaging with security companies now. We're obviously, you know, they have door staff. So yep. Security officers at doors, the pubs and the nightclubs have all opened up now. So they're expecting a surge of people in there. And they're approaching us and saying, well, they need some more training from yes. their staff. Because SIA, which is the Security Industry Authority, they only provide theoretical training. Now they don't, that doesn't get them equipped for what they can experience in the doors possibly when it gets out of hand. And especially with all the things with knife crime at the moment.
Absolutely.
We've started to deliver, and train security guards in bespoke courses dealing with bladed weapons on the doors. And this is something that we're finding more and more of. And that's absolutely. Where we're diving into now is security companies.
It's kind of a logical extension because one of the things that I think is really core, again, coming back to some of your core beliefs there, is that it is designed to be a really efficient form of attack, defense if required. And I suppose in that kind of chaos of a door environment, we've all been there. Obviously, alcohol can do negative things as well as great things too. So I think to me, just the way you explain this, it kind of is a logical step. I can see this being something that, again, is mapped out right across the country, Sanjeev.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the beauty of it is that, it's simple and effective to learn. I've trained in Taekwondo and Karate and Aikido, and they're beautiful arts in themselves. Yeah. But to progress, you need to be able to train for long periods of time. And over time, will you then learn different katas, etc.?
Now, within those form of martial arts here, because I'm no guru, but it's always the thing that struck me, I think always when I think to like Bruce Lee and kind of Be Like the Water, maybe the godfather, perhaps, of what we now call mixed martial arts. But all these other styles, they seem to, in order to progress up the ranks, you have to, I guess, embrace quite a rigid, formulaic approach to movement itself, in my understanding, which, again, you need discipline to achieve that. You need a certain commitment to your art. I get it. But it seems to me that Krav Maga cuts through that almost.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we just go very direct. It's a very direct approach that we use. We use minimum movement, so we're not wasting energy.
Yep.
We use minimum time, so we're not spending long in front of an attacker or a confrontation, and maximum power. So it's very simple. It's those three things that are the element. It's like a triangle. Yes. The triangle of fire is the triangle of KMDT. Minimum movement, minimum time, and maximum power. And you get in, you get out. Simple as that. Try not to be there if you can help it. But if you are in there, that's what you use.
And it's uber efficient. And again, these other subsidiary things, as well as the discipline, as well as the physiological elements you're going to benefit from just naturally, all these important confidence elements to your life. Look, what are you going to lose by at least investigating these guys at KMDT, Krav Maga Defense Tactics? Hey, I think you've got everything to gain. Sanjeev, hit me up once again, please, with your best website.
Yes, sir. www.kmdt.co.uk.
Absolutely perfect. Sanjeev, as always, you're a scholar and a gentleman. Your energy is rich and empowering, just coming through via the majesty of Zoom. I think your students are well blessed, sir. So thank you indeed for your time. I would like to wish you and team every continued success, joy, and happiness. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Tony.